Show to camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Today at noon, AMA, you ask, we answer. You can ask us anything. Get the questions in, obviously, on Facebook, Twitter, or the text line. AMA today at noon. All right, let's go out on the Swartz Culleton guest line right now. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Culleton at 800-JUSTICE. Typically on Thursdays, we'll be talking to the X-Men, but this week on Wednesday, because of the short show tomorrow into Phillies baseball, Jeremiah Trotter, as always, brought to us by the Score Bet app. The way betting was meant to be. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER to the phones and to the X-Man himself, number 54, Eagles Hall of Famer, Jeremiah Trotter. What's going on, X-Man?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Trot, you sound subdued, like the game just ended and the Eagles lost.
Yeah, man, it was tough, man. It was tough. I mean, it was an exciting game, but obviously you want to come out on top. It's just tough seeing us start these games the way they've been starting.
Totally.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, a game where three of the major, you know, offensive weapons don't play?
Never. I mean, I may have seen, you know, two, but never three.
Like, from the get-go.
That alters your whole game plan.
Yeah,
bro.
And it was obvious.
How vulnerable do you feel the Eagles are? I mean, I think we still think they're going to be good, but the vulnerable to be great, like that we thought they would be a juggernaut, and now injuries have set in, and some guys that you thought you were counting on, like Darby and Miles Sanders, and, hey, Whiteside maybe gets in there and helps you out a little bit, and this guy and that guy, and say Amalo. How vulnerable do you think the Eagles are as far as being great?
I don't think a lot, man. I think, we talked about earlier, this. You know, you lose three major pieces. We're not talking about the other guys, just the major pieces. I mean, that alters your whole game plan. Because I'm sure, I mean, pretty much everything Doug put in, you know, surrounded Alshon and Deshaun. You know, I mean, and then all of a sudden, they're not playing. It's one thing if you plan for it during the week.
Right.
But you don't have time. Once you put the game plan in, you show up for the game, that's it. And all of a sudden, those guys aren't there. Now you're scrambling, trying to figure out, okay, now you're just trying to hang on and survive. And, you know, they gave themselves a chance. Consider not having, you know, your top three guys, I thought they hung in there, gave themselves a chance to win. Just came down to that last play, Julio Jones. I mean, they caught the Eagles in the blitz, all-out blitz. And, you know, Julio Jones made them pay.
Yep. The big thing is, too, you know, they're planning to run the ball a lot out of two tight ends, and you know, like that's what you practice all week, and now you only have one tight end for the duration of the game. They obviously did not have the runs they needed to have in the game plan without Dallas Goedert on the field. Listen, this is a deeper question. Do you think that the NFL today has? I think they've done the right thing with being ultra cautious about the head trauma, the brain injuries. You know, guys they hold guys out as soon as they get nicked, and they should, because we know about the long-term effects of all that now. Do you think that's bleeding over to the way they treat these other injuries, these soft tissue injuries? You know, like, if you get nicked and it's a head injury, they're very cautious. I don't ever remember guys being held out. I mean, Alshon and Dallas Goedert have calves, like calf strains. I know that I played with that. I know you probably played with that. It's a different NFL now. Have they gone too far with being overprotective of things that aren't head injuries?
Well, I don't know exactly what he hurt or the severity of the injury. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Stages of injuries. And, I mean, for example, you see guys cramp up, right? Their calves cramp up when they're dehydrated or whatever. And they can't play with those muscles cramped up. And that's just a cramp. That's not like a strain or a pull. So even though they're soft tissue muscles, man, those muscles are very important when you're running and you're trying to perform at that high level, you know. So, you know, I'm sure the Eagles staff, did what they needed to do in order to, make the decisions they needed to make, you know.
Yeah, it's because, impossible.
Here's what you don't want. It's a lot of football left, right?
Yep,
right.
Long season, And you don't want to take a chance of putting those guys back out there, making that injury worse, and not having for the next 2 or 3 weeks. So you saw in the NBA what happened with Kevin Durant. They tried to force him back out there, and boom, you know, they lost him for the rest of the playoffs. Now, that could have easily been, you know, during the season. They could have lost him for the whole season. So, you know, those trainers and doctors, man, I think the Eagles staff did a good job of holding those guys out. But that's why there's a 53-man roster. You got other guys got to step up and got to make plays when the starters go down. We used to always say you're only one play from being a starter. So, you know, when somebody goes down, the next man, what they say, the next man up.
Next man up, yeah.
Now, speaking of the NBA comparison, you know, now we find out that DeSean Jackson has the potentially – he's got an abdominal strain. And when you talk about LeBron, what he just dealt with, which was seemingly the same thing, started out kind of innocuous. He tried to avoid surgery and just rest it, just like DeSean's doing. I mean, do you see a parallel here, and are you worried about DeSean Jackson just being available for this season?
Well, I think he'll be available for this season, but I think the Eagles just want to take their step and go about this thing the right way and give him the proper time he needs. Because, like you said, man, what you hate is try to get him back out there and he's gone for the whole season. You know, you want to try to get him back whenever you can, the earliest you can, but the healthiest as he can, you know.
Yeah, I almost just kind of wish you would just have, look, I don't know. I haven't seen in the reports. Who the heck knows? Like, what's really going on in there? But my instinct, Trot, is like, if he's really got something real in there, just get the surgery and get it over with. And if you got to sit out a month or a month and a half, do it. Because, look, who knows? It might be a different injury. But what went on with LeBron, where he sat out for a while, came back non-surgery, and when he came back, he wasn't even close to being the normal LeBron.
Right.
And then it spilled into the offseason, and, of course, his team didn't make the playoffs, in part because he couldn't give them all that they needed down the stretch. Like, I just wonder if DeSean's just best served, get the surgery over with, and just try to come back some point in October.
Well, I mean, I think situation LeBron, he came back too early.
Well, he wasn't healed. I mean, the basic problem was he just wasn't healed.
Right.
You know, and part of that's because he hadn't gotten the surgery.
So if he'd have waited, until he was fully healed, I think he could have came back and gave them what they needed to have. So I think with DeSean, you know, sometimes you can't tell right away. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can't tell right away. Sometimes you need a couple weeks to see how it's healing up.
Yeah.
And you revisit it. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah. I do. Yep.
Obviously, surgery is the last option. It's okay. Surgery is the last option. You want to try to see how it heals on its own. And as the weeks go by, they'll start to tell, okay, boom, he can make a comeback.
Yep.
And then if not, you know, just had a surgery. So I would say, listen, surgery is the last option. Let's see if he heals up, and we can get him at some point during the season healthy, where he can stretch the defense out for us. And then if not, you didn't have him anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, I get you. Trot, you played with Donovan McNabb. You saw his evolution moving toward the pocket. You played against Donovan also, by the way. You played against Vic for a while. You also briefly were a teammate of his when he was a backup. Carson Wentz, the evolution of Carson, the pocket passing thing, using the leg things, what is your opinion of where Carson is in his evolution? I believe he's still too reckless and leaving himself susceptible to injuries. What do you think?
Well, are you wanting me to compare him to Donovan and Vic?
I'm just saying you've been around guys that also had great legs and could use them and had to find the balance.
Right.
And I would say Vic took too many hits that he didn't have to take. And I think Carson's also taking big hits still, that he doesn't have to always take.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily put Carson, I wouldn't throw that word great around easily when it comes to legs. Now, he is very mobile.
Yeah, he's not Michael. I'm not saying he's Michael Vick.
No, he's not Donovan McNabb.
I agree with you.
But he can make plays and extend plays with his legs. He's very savvy. He reminds me a little bit of Ben. He's tough to bring down.
Yep.
He's tough in the pocket. He stands in the pocket with a lot of stuff going on, people flying by him as good as anybody in the National Football League. So, you know, the guy's fearless. But, I mean, listen, the guy's trying to make plays. It's hard to tell a guy not to try to make plays and extend the play. You love that. Now, if you're outside the pocket, you see a big hit coming, boom, you want to slide. But if you're in the pocket, you're trying to hold the ball as long as you can until someone comes open and try to make a play for your team, you know. And I don't think he's to the point. Now, early on, I think his rookie year, he took some shots that he didn't have to take. And I think when he had the injuries, you know, last year, I think he learned from that. You know, I need to be around. I need to be on the football field in order to help my team. I can't help my team in the training room. So, you know, I think the one play where he extended the drive, you know, he was getting sacked and he kept his knees up and he delivered the ball. Man, he, you know, that's a great play, you know. And I haven't seen anything where I say, man, the guy hasn't learned his lesson.
Should the Eagles trade for Jalen Ramsey?
Man, right now.
That's how I feel.
I mean, this guy's an all-pro. I mean, if he continues to play at the level he's playing, he's going to be a cannon someday.
Yep.
I mean, with the size, the speed, the coverability, you can line him up. He's a true cover corner. You can line him up and just say, forget about that side of the field.
Yep.
He can take away your best receiver.
Yep.
You know, and it ain't many people in the National Football League that can do that.
Yeah, he's legit.
Yeah, if all you got to give up is the first round, you tell me a corner that you can get next year's draft or the next 2 to 3 years that can play like Jalen Ramsey.
Well, now Albert Breer is saying that the asking price is 2 first-round picks.
That's going to be a lot.
I'd still do it.
First round, if they don't give up first round, I won't give up 2. But, you know, you force their hand. He already said he didn't want to be there, so he's forcing their hand already. They'd rather get something now than nothing later.
Yeah.
The ScoreBet app. Jeremiah Trotter is always brought to us by the ScoreBet app. The way betting was meant to be. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Great stuff, Axeman. We look forward to talking to you Thursday of next week. Thanks, man.
All right, fellas.
Thanks,
Trot. There he is, Trot. Jeremiah Trotter. All right. AMA at noon. Phone calls next. We've been all over the place today, but we got a lot to react to. We'll do some more next on WIP.
Comcast Business goes beyond fast with a full suite of innovative products and services like automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability, powerful Wi-Fi to keep everyone connected, and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. And finding the best network solutions for your business can be as tough as tracking down an empty meeting room. Comcast Business has a better way. Of course, they offer fast, reliable internet, but I'm not even done. How about advanced voice solutions you can actually afford? Or business TV that keeps customers entertained? Suddenly, the best for your business is right in front of you. Go see everything Comcast Business has to offer at ComcastBusiness.com or give them a call at 1-800-501-6000. That's 1-800-501-6000. Comcast Business, beyond fast.